we're talking about the sugya of the Kates, which are returning to the sugya, it's impossible to speak about it without mentioning the famous sikha of Miketz, Tovshin Nun Aleph. We're also famous about that sikha. The Rebbe used there an expression that we really see. Same way we find in the Igeres HaKodesh of the Alter Rebbe that he finishes off with an exclamation, Gevald, Gevald. The Rebbe here uses a very interesting thing. To understand what the Rebbe is saying, you have to appreciate a certain concept. And that is that if you're involved in something, you're going to see that thing that you're involved in everything that you see, hear, or interact with. Even though what you see is lav davka, the point, what the person is showing you, even though what you hear is lav davka, the point that someone is speaking about, to you, because you're involved in it, it's going to be considered your main thing. To that person, it may not even be a side thing. For example, I'm assuming that in some language of Chinese, Japanese, or one of these Nese, Viennese languages, there's some type of word that goes, that's similar sounding to the word Shabbat. Something similar, Chabad, Shabbat, I don't know how they speak. And it could be very possible that that means soup, or ice cream, or I don't know. If a bocher that's listening to this is going to hear this Japanese or Chinese talk, he's going to hear something about Chabad, and he's going to think that that person is speaking about Chabad, even though it doesn't mean Chabad house, it has nothing to do with Lubavitch, probably has never seen a Jew in his life. Nevertheless, because you're so involved in a certain thing, so that is what you hear, feel, and see in everything. Whatever you're involved with, that is what you see. How do we know when someone is involved in Mashiach? What's the sign for that? The sign for that is that when you could be spacing out or listening to some boring lecture and all of a sudden somebody says something that sounds remotely similar to Mashiach, and all of a sudden you perk your head up. I remember there was a certain person speaking by a Fabrengen in 770. The problem was that he was speaking English, and his audience was like only understood Hebrew. So they obviously were not listening to what he had to say. But as when people speak, they like to believe that people are listening to them. Whether they are or not is something else. So when people are speaking, they like facial contact. So in other words, if you want to sleep and just put up like a picture of someone listening, that's fine. As long as the person that's speaking is convinced that he's talking to somebody. So this person was speaking and everyone is like sleeping and spacing out or doing something else or disturbing. Mainly sleeping. Like in the middle of his speech, he was speaking about whatever he was speaking about. Like he screams out, Yichi Adineinu, and all of a sudden all the heads wake up. It's like, now we can continue our speech. The point is that sometimes you have this certain key words and all of a sudden you space and like, hey, what was that? That sounds interesting. And then you go back to your thing. In Parshas Miketz, it speaks about Yosef explaining Pari's dreams. That's really what Parshas Miketz is all about. And Yosef is appointed to be the viceroy and vice president or whatever it is over Mitzrayim. That is the story of Parshas Miketz. And then his brothers come down and they want to buy food. The whole story that we know of Yosef and his brothers. However, the word Miketz sounds like the subject we've been speaking about, Ketz. Mashiach's coming, that time for Mashiach. really has nothing to do with that. It's to do with Mikech Nasayim Yomim, 2 years of Yosef sitting in prison. Listen to an expression that the Rebbe said. It's in Sefer Asichis, Tavshinun Aleph, page 204, and it's Ois Yud Beis. I'm going to read the Yiddish Loshin, which was Muga by the Rebbe, and I will then translate. Val Derech says, Oich Muvin, B'negeit to the Parsha, V'chamalein de Shabbos Chanukah. The same thing is true with this, the Parsha, which we read Shabbos Chanukah. The Rebbe then was speaking about this idea of putting yourself into Mashiach. So he says, Gleich b'shas ayid, hert, und der hert b'kiyester, der vart miketz. Right away when a yid hears the word miketz from the Balkoyer reading the Torah, chapter zich, he right away chaps himself, and he says, aha, das is meramez of Ketz HaGolos. This hints to us about Ketz HaGolos. Ketz HaYomim and Ketz HaYomim, which is the end of Golos and beginning of the Gula. The Ketz HaGula, the time for the Gula. In other words, someone that lives with Mashiach, he sees Mashiach in everything. The Rebbe there speaks about Hanukkah. You see the menorah. It reminds you of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. You read the Kriya on Hanukkah is about the Nesiyim. That we read each day of Hanukkah what the Nasi brought because Hanukkah is a Mizbeach and Hanukkah is a Mishkan. So right away, a Yid reminds himself that when Mashiach comes, we're going to have a new Hanukkah Sabayis. And so on and so forth. So I'm going to finish off today's shir with the Lashon of the Rebbe. V'yehi ratzin, that from the Dibur B'chol Zeh, from the Chakalai B'chlal, from speaking about awaiting Mashiach, so does kumim b'poyal mamish, kum b'poyal mamish, be as Mashiach tzidkenu, b'gul amit ez v'ashlema to Mashiach tzidkenu, and we will see, like the way Aaron lights up the menorah in Beis Hamikdash Ashlishi, un oich, v'idlik uneris, b'chatzis kachecho, v'teke from Yad Mamish, it should be taka, take it from Yad Mamish.